You know, the world as a whole, they're trying to tell us that there's really no difference between males and females. That there's just, we grow up different because of the way society is built. Little boys would play with dolls if they were given dolls to play with. And what's interesting, I've read about some really strong feminists that have tried to get their little boys to play with dolls, and they've just, little boys just totally rejected it. And it, I mean, about blew them away because they couldn't understand that, because they thought males and females act differently just because of the way society has conditioned them. Yet even though they try to condition their kids according to their thought form, it just doesn't work. Little boys are still want to be little boys if they're charged that way. They can be influenced a little bit, but when it comes down to it, they love being in their energy. Yeah, Lorraine?
I have a story to go with that. Scientists now have discovered babies as young as 5 months have shown their energy. They put a kick pad at the bottom or near the baby's feet, and when they kick the pad, they get lights and music. So babies quickly learn to kick the pad. When you take that pad away, baby girls cry, and baby boys kick harder.
Really?
Yeah, you get frustrated, kick harder. At 5 months, you can't say that's taught to them.
Yeah, one of my grandsons, when he used to visit a lot, when he was just learning to talk and stuff, I started telling him the difference between males and females and how what girls are like and what girls want and what guys want, and he just loved hearing that. He thought, he just loved to hear me explain that, because his mother and dad were kind of in the thinking of we're product of our environment type thing. But he just loved hearing how girls are different than what girls want. He loved me telling him stories about how I used to try to get girls interested in me when I was young and mistakes I made.
And this is when he was learning how to talk?
Well, he was about 3 or 4 when I started telling him this type of stuff, you know. Yeah. He still likes hearing it. But how old is Simon now? He's 11 now. Yeah. Okay, so this is one big hurdle we have, and the second is an evolution. We're all at different states of evolution. And so the second problem that produces problems in relationships is one person may be a 10 let's say an 8 in evolution, another person may be a 6. So in this case, if the guy is an 8 and the gal a 6, she's 2 steps below him. That's really not ideal. It'd be better if she was like a 7. If she was a 7 and he was an 8, then he could send to her and she could receive, and both of them would be fulfilled. Both of them would feel that's really great to be able to fulfill each other's energies. Now, on the other hand, if he's an 8 and she's a 4, maybe she's he was attracted to her for her looks, but she's not really that interested in the spiritual path or anything. And so he maybe reads an interesting book by Alice A. Bailey or something, tries to explain it to her, and it just goes over her head completely. She's just not interested. That's too complicated. And so he's unfulfilled because he can't really send to her. On the other hand, if she would have married a 5, maybe this guy is interested in football and stuff, and he explains football to her, and she kind of listens to that a little bit at least. So they're able to have an interplay somewhat better than if she was married to an 8. So the problem is we just don't go around with a number on our heads. So you don't know who you're getting until you explore them a little bit. Now, what's interesting is that before we were even born in the spirit world, according to regressions made, that we planned out pretty much our mate, and we planned out a lot of people we're going to meet in our life. And when you meet a certain person that you're supposed to meet, now you meet all kinds of people that maybe not in the plan, that are just casual friends and everything, but there's certain people that you are really supposed to meet in this life. One will be your mate, maybe several mates, maybe you're planning on having several relationships for learning experiences. It may not be just one, but there may be like a dozen or more people that you're supposed to have some type of strong interplay with. And when you meet these people, you will have a feeling about it. And when you have a feeling about a certain person, then you should seek to establish a closer relationship with that person. But before you came to this life, you and your mate worked together certain signals so that you would recognize each other. And if you planned to have a relationship with a certain person, then their energy is such that it will be advantageous to you. Unless every once in a while we have to marry somebody that's so far away from us just so that we can understand what that's like, you know. And so some of our marriages that we've had have been just for learning experiences, not for producing the perfect union, but just because marriage is the greatest classroom on earth. You learn more from marriage than anything else. You learn quite a bit from roommates I learned quite a bit from roommates when I was in college and close associates like that, but there's nothing quite like a marriage to really find all your own flaws as well as what you can do to improve yourself and work through different problems that develop. So before you were born, you and your mate devised some type of code that you instilled within your memories that would ring in such a way that it would penetrate down into this life. So when you first met each other, there would be some type of happening that would trigger something in your mind where you would think, I need to know this person better. Okay, we'll go through and ask a couple people that happened to them. Let's start with you guys. You look like a happily married couple. What triggered you about her? And how long did it take for you to register, or were you kind of thick about it?
Well, the moment of truth, yes, but that was pretty quick, actually. We met each other on a little party, and after 4 months, we are married.
Wow.
And we're still together after 30 years. So
what was there about her that made you want to see her again? What was it?
There's some kind of interesting feelings, but that time I couldn't really explain what was it. But this is like a soul recognition, which back then I couldn't really explain it. What
you
was
might
it?
Not
but
even know what it is.
Exactly.
It might have been even her perfume or something. Because
you planned
something that triggered you. Your memory of before you were born, and it can be a lot of things. It may be just a phrase that she said. It may be,
maybe,
like, say, the perfume she wore, or maybe the way she did her hair. But something was pre-planned to trigger something in you.
The way she was acting was kind of like there's something there which it's just very hard to explain it in few words, but. Definitely there was some kind of magnetic field or something which that was kind of like took us further in our life. So.
Okay, how about you? Did you have any trigger with him?
Yes, it was this very strong presence about him that kind of like I was not ready for a long relationship. I was just ready to. I was just having fun, but then it was just that strong presence that I just knew deep inside. And I didn't like it because it was like this is it. I know, but this is like the beginning of a serious life. But it was very instant, you know, instant. We talk about it and we joke about it. Now we keep saying it was soul to soul, but back then we had no idea.